Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ron and Jess podcast, episode two.
Yes, episode two.
Numero dos.
Yes. I'm Jessica.
And I am Ron.
Yes.
A.K.A. Big Daddy, A.K.A. Chocolate Thunder, A.K.A. Pipe You Down.
All right. All right. Head honcho. Yes.
Today's topic that...
The do's and don'ts.
To talk about, yes, it's the do's and don'ts when dating somebody. Not necessarily, I don't think, in a relationship per se, but...
Well, this, some of our do's and don'ts could be applied to relationships, because it's like, some of them are very general, like, yeah. Obvious, almost.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
But then you can have your own personal do's and don'ts, you know?
This is very true. This is very true.
Yes. So, would you like to go first?
I'll go first. I think we'll start with the don'ts, for me.
Really? Okay.
The don'ts... would be, don't be on your phone while you're with your partner. Constantly checking your phone and constantly like texting other people or looking at your Facebook or your Instagram, all that shit can wait. All that social media stuff, it can wait.
Now, is this when you're going on a date, or is this like, I'm just with my girl chilling, and
this is when you're with your girl chilling, at the pad. This is when you're out, and this is when you're out on a date. I see couples everywhere. Like, you see a couple that's having lunch or out to dinner or whatever, and they're steadily on their phone, looking at to see who's liking what, and you know what I mean? Like, they're not talking to each other, they're not conversating with each other.
Not communicating.
They're not communicating, they're not vibing. And I think that's a turnoff for me. So that's a don't. I don't think you should be on your phone. I mean, there's a time and a place. I know there's times where, you know, you want to check your phone to see what, like, if there's anybody like that hits you up, whatever, I get that. Or if you're expecting an important phone call.
Checking the sports scores.
Checking your sports score. I mean, you know,
your fantasy football.
Fantasy, you know, that's kind of important. You know, but if you're constantly if you're constantly on your phone, like that's annoying. I had someone over, and mm-hmm. we were cooking, and she was just on her phone. That annoyed the fuck out of me. Once dinner was done, we're sitting down, we're eating, and she's just on her phone. She's on her Facebook. And I'm just
now,
like,
when you met her, was she always like that?
Well, when we met like 12 years ago, so okay. At that point in time, technology wasn't as big as it was now.
Okay, so now that you reconnected with her, she's always on her phone.
I see that. Yeah, she's on her phone a lot more. So, okay. And I called her out on it, and
so what'd she say?
She said, "I'm sorry, and I'll work on that." You know, I had an issue with my ex when she didn't really have a good phone, and once she got an iPhone, she just was on Instagram looking at videos and stuff like that while she's with me. I'm just like, you know, okay, cool, we can look at them together, whatever. But like for me, like I guess I'm kind of just old school. I would rather us like talk and conversate.
Face-to-face contact, yeah.
Face-to-face contact, like all that social media shit, like that can wait. I don't care to be on my phone. If I'm, you know, if you're around good company, you don't need to really be on. You don't need to be on your phone.
Yeah. So having said that part, were you and this girl like in a fun situation, like were you trying to have fun and she was just like ignoring you,
or like... we were kind of seeing where things would go between her and I, so we were trying to connect on a different level. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to connect with someone on a different level that's like more than friendship, I think that you need to really take that time and that energy and invest it into that person to see what they're about and not being on your phone. That's just my opinion.
Yes, I agree, because I think it's important that you truly learn someone by actually talking to them, seeing their body language, you know, seeing where they're coming from. Like, the phone is just a distraction. These people don't want to get close,
right?
You know,
right.
And that's exactly kind of what the phone has done to, especially this generation, the millennial generation. It's like having friendships face to face and like spending more time like hanging out instead of like commenting on each other's pictures, you know, we lose that sense of like social skill, that, you know, being able to have a conversation with someone that's cohesive, that right. has like logic and understanding, that you're exchanging ideas, you know, being vulnerable with people.
Right.
Expressing yourself and being on the phone totally like lets you escape all that.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, so she said she wants to go on the next level with you, but clearly she doesn't want to do the work, because the work is talk, like putting your phone down for 10 minutes and like having a real conversation.
Absolutely.
Or just watching TV together, or just having dinner together. Like, I do think it's rude if you're out having dinner, or even if you're home having dinner, being on your phone.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Unless you're having a mutual conversation about something that refers back to the phone.
Yeah.
Like, that, if I tell you about, like, if I tell you about something funny I saw, I'm gonna show you. But like, to be with someone, like, because I feel like I would only do that if I was like, if I was almost angry at you, like, I'm gonna be ignoring you.
Yeah.
I don't see myself like actually doing that. Like, even when I hang out at the bar with my friends, if I check my phone, it's while I'm waiting for, like, my drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the point is to, you know, interact. A lot of people have problem interacting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I really do. And so, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm just not a fan of. That's something that you just don't do. Like you said, there's a time and a place when it is necessary to have your phone. Biggest don'ts.
Was your first don't.
Yeah, first right. don't. But that's one. I think that's one. That's an important one, though.
Okay.
My second one would be don't say something that you don't mean.
Mm.
And I. Give you an example. So, you know, there was a particular chick that was getting to know, that I was talking to, and, you know, she was just like, she wanted to be with me. You know, she was just hyping me up. Oh, you're cute, and I enjoy you, like, being around you, and I want to be with you, you know, like, so it was kind of making me feel some type of way, making me feel special, you know. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll give this girl a chance type shit, like, you know, maybe I should just need to focus on her type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and come to find out that she was talking to other dudes, and she was doing some grimy shit. She was talking me up like she wanted to be like my girl and shit like that, but then she's like sucking off dude.
How do you know that? How did you find out?
I just have my ways. I know people.
Mm, and people know people.
People and people know people, and you know, so I had to cut her off. You know, she wasn't genuine, she wasn't upfront about her shit. And you know, don't tell me these things if you're not willing to go forth with them. You know, action, I go off action, so actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, a lot of people get led on. It's not right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So don't lead somebody on. Don't say those things to somebody if you're not gonna go forward with them. And that's that. And that feels. I feel like that goes for men and women. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's a don't.
Did you have another don't?
My third one. My third don't would be if you're really feeling that person, like, don't entertain other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that seems to be the norm. And I think it's just because of the fact, like, oh, well, if this doesn't work out, then I have this backup.
Yeah.
I have this backup dude. I have this backup chick.
Someone on deck.
Someone on deck. Someone that's ready to take that spot. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, you should go forth into whatever, for, you know, whatever relationship, whatever that is, go for it like full throttle. You know, if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out and you move on. You know, I feel like if you have somebody on deck, then you're really not putting all your energy into that relationship, into that person that you're trying to date.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're just half-assing it. Word. So,
and that's true.
I think it needs to be where you need to really, like, think about if that's the person that you want to, if you want to date. If that's the person that you want to date, then.
Well, you know, variety makes people think differently.
Yeah.
You know, it makes them feel safe almost because, like you said, you have someone on deck. And it's subconsciously, I feel like it's almost a way to make sure you don't go on a deeper level with just one person.
Right.
Like, even if you think you really like this person you're dating, you're not going to necessarily X out your background chick, your background guy. You know, so I feel, when it comes to that, a lot of people do that. And it's just, and they do it so poorly, you know? Yeah.
They do.
They, and it always becomes so fucking messy.
Really messy, you know? Yeah.
It's, because someone always ends up doing some over-the-top shit. Like, it just, I mean, even people who are honest about it, yeah, I'm seeing someone else. Mm-hmm. At some point, jealousy can arise on one party or the other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that always plays a factor into it.
Yes.
So those are my three don'ts that I think those are important when you're dating somebody.
And those are good three don'ts too. Those are, I think, if you don't do those, like if you keep the don'ts, then you should be on the right path.
Yeah.
Those are good don'ts to stand by.
Yeah.
I have my three don'ts since you started off with the don'ts.
Okay.
I guess we'll just get the first half. Let's get the bad news out the way, I guess.
Yeah, let's get that bad shit out the way.
My first don't is similar to your first don't. And I basically just, my first don't is don't be shady.
Okay.
Like.
Shady as in like what?
If we're vibing one day. And the next day, I feel like you feel a certain, like you're moving different and you're not being honest with me why, like that's being shady.
Right.
If you're like, if we're out and about and, you know, your phone's on vibrate or you got to leave the room to talk on the phone or, you know, it's shady, just shady shit.
So you're saying that, like, if somebody's with you and their phone's on vibrate, you'd rather have their phone on loud?
Well, I feel like, why is it on vibrate? Are you hearing the phone call? You don't want me to know someone's calling? That may sound extreme, but I feel like, how would that not seem kind of shady? I mean, I know people that keep their phone on vibrate, but I just feel like when you're in a relationship, it's just, you know, it's on vibrate, but you're always texting. Who the fuck are you texting?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but, you know, you can look at it as like,
yeah, okay, don't be shady. Like,
you could look at it as like, okay, I'm like, we're spending time together and I don't want my phone to be an interruption. So I'm putting my phone on silent or on vibrate.
I guess you're right. But, you know, I guess I've had some bad experiences with phone situations. So maybe I'm just a little, you know, cautious on that end.
Yeah.
But, you know, also don't be shady as in, like, lying about little stupid shit.
Like, right.
You don't want to hang out tonight. That's fine. You're going to stay home. But then lo and behold, you go out later.
Uh-huh.
Like, what the fuck? Like, it's, and that's fine. You can change your mind and decide to go out. But it's like, you know, some people try to play that, you know, I'm just going to stay in, or, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, make an excuse on not to see you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I've heard that before.
Instead of saying, well, you know, tonight's not a good night to hang out. Let's make time. Let's make plans another night.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like little shit like that. Shady.
Yeah.
Just shady. Whatever you think shady is, that's what shady is. So that's what my type of shady is, I guess. I don't know. My second don't is don't be flaky. Don't be a flake. There's nothing worse than like making plans with people and then the one person drops out.
Yeah.
Or you're not paying. You're like not seeing them enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm dating you, or for like, you know, or if we're starting to be more serious, I should see you more than like once a month. Like once a, like I shouldn't like, you know, we should make time for each other.
Right.
Like, or if I ask you, or say if you like, you know, you're just hanging out, or you're asking for some like, you think a like be reliable.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm moving my apartment, I need your help. Don't drop out on me the day before.
Right.
Like, I need you to like come with me to some place. Like, I need help with this. Don't tell me you're gonna help me and then you don't. Like, don't be a flake.
Right. You know, stay true to your word.
Yeah, like if I tell you a secret, keep it a fucking secret. Don't let it get out. That can fall more into don't being shady, but it's still almost like a flake. Because then you flaked on the type of person I thought you were.
Yeah.
You know.
And more importantly, if I tell you something that's I guess a secret or something that's really like dear to you, don't throw it back in my face when you're upset with me. Because a lot of people like to do that type of shit.
Yeah, flaky. You're flip flopping. Like you're, you know, just a dick. I don't know. Like just inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate people's time. You're always late. You know, we always have to rearrange our plans. You know, shit like that. Like, it becomes inconvenient to meet up. It becomes inconvenient for us to, like, have some type of functionality relationship. Like, if we don't have, a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, because you're flaky.
Right.
You're not showing up on time when I'm asking you to show up. My last don't is don't be uptight. Like, don't be so serious.
Don't be serious all the time.
Like, let's laugh, let's joke. Like, you know, I'm social. Like, I like to talk. So, for a person that I would be interested in, like, when I see you, I don't want to be on edge.
Right.
Like, how do I, like, because if your guard is up, it's like, damn, I got to tiptoe around this shit. Like, I don't want to have to, like, pull a conversation out of you.
Yeah, it shouldn't have to be like that. Or you feel like you have to walk on eggshells with that person.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had that, too. Like, how can we have, you know, a nice flow if you're so uptight?
Right.
If you're, like, you know, kind of like a shell almost. Like a not a homebody, but, like, you know, you never want to go nowhere. You don't want to do anything too fun. You don't want to chat like you know you're like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to multitask. That's just it's like, you know, being too uptight, like being militant almost.
Yeah,
like, you know, not cutting me like not cutting each other any slack.
Uh-huh.
Like people make mistakes. You don't have to hold the grudge forever.
Right.
So, you know, don't be uptight. Don't be like, you know, on a high horse.
Yeah, kind of let it loose a little bit.
You know, like, be grounded.
Be grounded, yeah.
Like, be down to earth. So, yeah. So those were the don'ts. I think those are good guidelines for some don'ts.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Some nice safety nets on where not to cross the line.
I agree.
I'm sure a lot of people have different types of don'ts, you know. But I think those are pretty general because I think those don'ts are good for people who are just like dating casually or in a relationship with someone who's a bit more significant.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yes. So the do's.
The do's.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you go first. I want to know the do's. I'm curious to hear these do's that you got.
Okay. Well, the first do that came to my mind. And what's funny, I was talking to one of my homegirls about this first do, and she kind of made a good point. She was like, "You sure you want to do that?" Well, my first do is be honest early.
Okay.
Like, be as honest as possible early. You know, on our third date, or, you know, I shouldn't find out some shit about you later on. Like, if you're seeing someone already, or if you're not trying to just see one person,
mm-hmm.
like, you don't have to hide your agenda. Like, you know, don't sound one way on the phone, and then when I see you face to face, you're a totally different person.
Right.
Because that's not being honest.
Right.
You know, if you tell me you like me, show me you like me.
Okay.
You know, be honest in your moves, be honest in your actions, you know. If I ask you a question, answer it honestly.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you don't have to sugarcoat anything. You don't have to, like, give me a white lie. You want to be out with your friends tonight, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you're like, no, I'm not doing shit. Or I'm just at my boy's house and really you went to the fucking strip club. I don't care if you go to the strip club, but don't lie to me about it.
Yeah.
You went to a bachelor party, that's fine. Don't lie to me about it. You went out to a club, that's fine. Don't lie to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are you lying?
I think part of it has to do with, like, not really understanding that you're, like, okay with it. A lot of us is like, damn, well, like, I want to go to a strip club, but I don't want to tell her because I don't want her feeling like...
Well, then I guess that would be on my part, too, that I would have to be honest. Because, like you said, how many guys know that you would be okay if we actually told you the truth?
Right.
So I guess I would have to be honest with them and myself at first and be like, yo, I want you to be as honest with me as possible. Like, I think I can handle it. Like... The more honest you are with me, like, the more, you know, we can be on the same page. There's no reason to lie. There's no reason to lie. Like,
that's true.
Especially if this is before we actually start seriously dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason to feel like, oh, my God, like, I'm in deep shit. Like, I don't want, like, it doesn't have to go that far. I'm open-minded. I understand boys will be boys.
Hey.
You know? But you have to work with me.
Right.
You don't have to be. And I think especially, like, a lot of men don't realize there are a lot of girls that would put up with your dumb shit if you were just more honest about your dumb shit.
Hmm.
Like, that's a good way of looking at it. If you had a bit more respect for them and didn't do half your dumb shit, there'd be a lot more leniency. And to think about it, we already give guys a lot of fucking leniency.
You think so?
Hell yeah, because women, you know, we take back guys so much quicker. So you could be fucked up and we'll still be with you.
Yeah, this is true.
So you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know,
I guess.
Like I said, so if I meet a guy, like, I don't want him to be like, oh yeah, you're the only one I'm dating. But meanwhile, you're dating two other girls. Just be honest with me. You know, I am seeing a few people, you know. I'm not going to ask them their names. I'm not going to ask how long you've been dating them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, maybe we'll get into that conversation later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, don't make me think that I'm the only one on the radar.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because I need to know where you're coming from. Like, let's make this as easy as possible. Let's not beat around the bush. Like, if you're into me, then we can date. That's cool. But I would like to know if you're dating other people. If you are, then I know then how to approach this.
Uh-huh.
Not to take it so seriously or not to, you know, invest too much too soon. You know, we could just be fun. It could just be friends. Just friends with benefits, like, you know, whatever. I don't know. Okay. Some shit like that. But I feel like being honest and being honest early is definitely a do.
No, I agree with you with that one. That's a good one.
Because when I was telling my friend about it, she was like, well, honest of, like, exactly what you want to be honest about. And how much honesty do you really want from someone? And it made me think about it. Like, it's true. Do you really want someone to be that honest that early?
I think so, because it sets the tone.
Yeah, I guess that's what I would be looking for. Like, we need to know how we're going to walk this line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my second do is be respectful. Like, just be respectful. There's a way to talk to somebody. If you're angry, you know, you don't have to, like, curse each other, degrade each other,
mm-hmm.
like, be petty about shit. You know, don't tell each other to, like, shut up, shut the fuck up. Like, we all do it when we argue, but it's just like, I feel like a lot of people, we don't have, like, real respect for each other. That's why we do a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah.
We're inconsiderate about a lot of shit. like that girl you were dating and her friend was being mad fucked up at that little gathering and he was talking shit.
Yeah.
For her not to say anything, that was lack of respect for you.
Absolutely.
So just, you know, acknowledging someone, acknowledging, you know, where they're coming from, how they are. Don't expect them to change for you overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, respect people's opinions, their ideas. It's not law. Like, just because they're different doesn't mean that you have to overlook them. Yeah. Like, even if you don't agree with them, you know, just be respectful.
Yeah.
If you get into an argument with me, you don't have to call me a bitch. I don't have to say some fucked up shit to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if we're accusing each other of certain shit, there's still a way to talk to someone about it.
I agree.
We shouldn't be out in the middle of the street fighting and screaming, and I've been there before. And you look stupid. You feel horrible. It's like an embarrassment because you should know how to act more appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, like when your friends come around, if they say some disrespectful shit, you should check them. You know, just have respect for people. You know, I feel like respect is missing a lot in a lot of relationships, friendships, marriages, boyfriend, girlfriends, like work relationships. Just like we don't really respect each other that much anymore.
Yeah, the respect level has gone down tremendously.
Like if a girl keeps commenting on your shit and you're responding to that shit, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, if a girl is flirting with you and you're flirting back, that's disrespectful. Like, so I said, just general treating each other with just, like, basic shit. Be nice. Don't like, you know, be spiteful. And that's one thing I have to work on, because there are times I can be spiteful.
Mm.
I'm gonna control myself next time much better. But there were times that I was spiteful. So this is definitely a do for me to apply to myself as well. My last do is have fun. Do enjoy each other. You know, try new things together. Try each other's hobbies together. You know, have fun, laugh. Because if you're not having fun and it's just like, oh, we link up, like, okay, we have dinner. And then, like, we go home, we hook up. Like, there's no real conversation. There's, like, no real outing.
Yeah.
Like, what is your, like, do you guys have anything really in common? Or is this just, like, a physical attraction? You're with them for a different agenda.
Yeah.
Like, do you really enjoy your partner's, like, company? Like, so my next relationship, I definitely feel like it has to be fun. Mm-hmm. I have to look forward to seeing you other than just I like you.
Yeah, like, we should, more than just that.
Yeah, we should be doing something. And that doesn't mean we should be going out every night. No, but, like, if we're going to be home, let's do something at home.
Yeah.
Even if that is planning just, like, binge-watching something together really quickly. Or, you know, enjoying a good meal together. Like, having game night. Just having drinks at home together.
Yeah.
You know, watching the game. You know, having people over. Like, you know, being an active relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's how you stay connected. You know, you'll be able to, like, communicate better. You'll know when they're, like, off beat because you know when they're having a good time.
Absolutely.
So if something's off, you'll know it. You know, enjoy each other's company. Like, so you do have fun.
Yeah.
It's okay to have fun. You know? Whatever that fun may be. Try new shit together. I don't know. Try pot together if you never smoked before.
Hey.
I don't know. Travel together. You know, if you guys like the same weird-ass hobby, do it together.
Yeah.
You know, find ways to really enjoy each other, you know.
I think those are all great do's.
Thank you.
Yeah, most definitely. So when it comes to mine... mm-hmm.
Educate us, please.
It's a little bit similar, you know. I think one is, like, communicate is very important. Communicating is the key, and it's the key to everything in life, to be honest with you. Communicating with your partner when it comes to sex, when it comes to things that are happening in your life, You need to communicate with your partner in order to be on the same page. A lot of people like to hide stuff because they're afraid, and you can't be afraid. Like, for instance, the girl that I'm seeing, she was afraid, but she opened up to me about some things, and I told her, I said, hey, it's okay. Like, you can tell me anything.
So she was vulnerable. That's good.
Yeah. And she opened up about some of her things about her past, and I was just like, hey, it's okay. Like, I'm like, wow, like, I can't believe you went through all that stuff, but all that you went through, it made you a better person, and I can't judge you off your past. I can only judge you from where you're at now moving forward. And so she felt a lot more comfortable around me because she's able to talk and she's able to be herself. And more importantly, she's just able to just be truthful, you know, and communicate with me. And so that just makes things a lot easier when you're dating somebody, is just talking to your partner. And I think a lot of people lack that, especially when they get married and stuff like that. Or before marriage, or before having kids, it's like I don't feel like they really talk about a lot of this shit beforehand. Because I think if people really talked about all this stuff, like they would kind of go into this like, okay, I now know
what she feels. If they were more honest about themselves as people and what they've been through, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's the number one. It's just communication.
Well, that goes back into like finding someone that you have things in common with, that you feel comfortable opening up to,
mm-hmm.
you know, feeling safe around people. You know, some people have trust issues, like your friend. Like, yeah. It's when you're jaded, that shit can be difficult, but no, that's a good communication. Is definitely, without communication, what do you have?
Exactly. You don't have a damn thing. And that's just the foundation for a lot of things, is communication.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Secondly, is the do's would be going out and just experiencing things together. Kind of similar to what you were saying, you know, going in and traveling and doing things, being open-minded. Going on trips, even if it's a little getaway type of thing, that helps the relationship grow, and it also helps to see how well you guys interact with each other in a different environment.
Yeah, outside of your element.
Outside of your element.
Because people do change when they're not at home.
Exactly.
You definitely see a difference. I've learned that recently. It's so true.
Absolutely. So, I mean, for me. Sometime in February when I get this money, what I would like to do, if we're still, you know, talking or whatever, I want to see how she feels about getting away, like probably going to LA or passing LA, and probably either going to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or something, you know, something
for the weekend.
Yeah, for the weekend, just get away.
I'm sure she'll be down if you guys stay on the track that you're on.
Pretty sure she'd be down, you know, just to see like. See how she is, you know, just get the vibe, you know. So, but I think that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even if it's even if you're at home and you're, you know, you're with your partner, like do something together, whether it's watching Netflix or cooking together. I think cooking is a really great thing. So it could be a therapeutic thing.
I love cooking.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't cook as much as I should, but when I do cook, I really enjoy it. Yeah. It's very therapeutic. It's like, I don't know. It does something for you.
Yeah. So I've seen like Joe Budden's little Insta stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's got to cook.
Yeah, he has a cook and stuff like that. But I've seen him cook for his woman, and he has his R&B music and stuff like that. So I kind of take some notes from him. It's like, well, this morning, like when I was cooking breakfast. And she was kind of helping me, like, here and there. I put on some Chris Brown, you know?
Oh, so very nice.
You know what I mean? So, set the mood, you know, baby, set Chris the Brown. Mood, you know, I'm cooking breakfast, you know? Or, like, I'll put on some type of, like, R&B music. Because I don't, you know, you don't need to be hearing fucking fucking juvenile, back that ass up when I'm trying to cookie you.
Yeah.
You know, shake that monkey.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so
pop that.
Yeah. So I think I just started learning about that, like, the end of last year, just watching Joe Budden's, like, videos and stuff like that. It's like putting on some smooth, like, R&B, you know, kind of setting the mood, you know. But, yeah, I mean, doing those things with your partner definitely can make you guys a lot closer. And you can find out things about your partner, you know, that you didn't know about. So I think that's a great do. Secondly is just to really, I would say, be there for your partner. Be their biggest fan. Be supportive. Oh,
that's a good do. Definitely.
Be supportive in anything and everything that they're trying to do to better themselves as a person. I think that's needed. And
do you think a lot of people support each other now?
No. A lot of people, they tend to be selfish. Oh, you know, my girl's in school, or my guy's in school, whatever. And if they, and they just, they don't understand the stress that comes along with it. And so they feel like they feel neglected and stuff like that. So it's like, it, in a sense, they're being a little bit selfish, not understanding. But I feel like there's ways around it. Like, you know, you got to be supportive with your woman. Like, if you can't see them, and then so be it. Or if you want to see them and they're studying, like, oh, I can't, I study, whatever. Have it where it's like, hey, well, why don't I come over and I'll help you study? So that way you're able to see your partner and you're helping them get that grade that they're trying to achieve. They're trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for people to accept the fact that they may be put on the back burner for a little bit. You know, they're so used to having that person's undivided attention that when a person does decide to do something where it requires a lot of their dedication and time, the other person at some point could start feeling a bit sour. Yeah. Like, all you're into is school and, you know, because they start to feel lonely, you know, they feel like they probably, you know, and while you're at school, you're meeting all these people. And now you're texting them while you're home. You're doing all these projects together. So sometimes it may be an insecurity where you think you're losing the person almost on some level. Because for a certain amount of time, and sometimes if a person is in school and it takes up to 4 years, 8 years, if you're in like a medical school, whatever, that, you know, you have to be willing to accept the fact that, for a while you're going to be put on the back burner. And that's just like the harsh truth of it. Like, the person may not, your boyfriend or girlfriend may not want to go out on Saturday night, especially if they're working too. If you're working and in school, that's a bit stressful on them. And now you want me to go out? Like, when can I just sit home and just be okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just want to unwind and shit. So, you have to accept the fact that being someone's biggest fan is being that you may have to be the sacrifice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely true. I think that, like, the girl I'm dating, once again, you know, she has to travel. I think she has to go out of town, I think next week or the week after. She has to fly out for like a week. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's kind of part of the job that she has to do. It's temporary, you know? So one, like, I understand it's temporary for one. For two, like, you know, does it suck? Honestly, yeah, it does. But at the same time, it gives me the opportunity to do me for the week, and I don't necessarily have to, like, worry about. I don't have to really worry about, like, what she's doing. So I know she's up there, she's working, she's doing her thing. And it gives us time to really miss each other.
Yeah,
you know, we can always talk on the phone. There's always FaceTime and stuff like that. So it's not really the end of the world. For one. So a lot of people, when it comes to certain circumstances, like school, for instance, like it's temporary. Like, it may be a couple of years, but it's temporary. So it's like, you have to, like, understand what they're going through, you know, and just be there for them. Now, if they're completely, like, not giving any type of time for you at all, and it's just like, it's been weeks and stuff like that, then that's something that you guys need to talk about. But, you know, there's ways of doing it. Like, you know, obviously, it goes back to communicating with your partner and letting them know how they feel. And, like, if you, like I said, like, you know, be their biggest fan. Like, hey, let me come over and help you study. Hey, let me come over and cook for you, because I know that this is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To make them feel a lot less stressful, you know. I think that thing that's what's needed.
But I still think that it is still part of the person who is going to school and working. Like, the person whose attention has now become divided still has a responsibility on some level to be attentive to their partner.
Oh, absolutely.
Because your partner could be going through something while you're dedicating a lot of your time to something else. And that's not your fault that they're going through it, but they still need to know that if they really need to speak to you about something, that you're not going to shoo them away. You're not going to be like, well, let me study this chapter first. Like, if they come to and you're like, hey, this is happening, like, I have an issue. If it's about, you know, sometimes people still need you.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to, and I think just as that person has to accept the fact that they're going to be put on the back burner, you also have to accept the fact that you still have other responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You may now be kind of slacking on those responsibilities, but you cannot totally ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use it as an excuse to get away from your partner, to isolate yourself.
Right.
Because if you are using it for that reason, if that's part of the agenda, then maybe you're not as happy as you think you are. Because you should still want your partner there while you're going through this.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You should still, on some level, show your partner that they're still the apple of your eye. Like, you know, that they still mean something, that, you know, you spend a lot of nights away and your head is in another space sometimes. But when, like, if we make plans this weekend, we're going to do the plans. Mm-hmm. And we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you still have to maintain your relationship, even if you have other responsibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, my roommate's girlfriend, like, she didn't understand, like, that he had to travel, like, throughout the week to L.A. to work. And she was just very selfish in that matter. And, again, she got lonely, but, you know, even though she got to see him on the weekends, but it was still, like, the fact that, like, she, clearly she wasn't just understanding with what he was trying to do. And instead of being supportive, she decided to, you know, go in a different direction.
Well, you know, you have to know who you are, because you have to be willing to put that type of support in. You have to know who you are as a person. If you're a person that requires someone's around-the-clock attention, you're not going to do good in a relationship with the person who is doing something else other than staying home with you.
Yeah. You make a good point on that. You make a really good point, valid point on that. So yeah, being supportive and being there for your, being your, their biggest, number one support system. That's one of my biggest do's. So that's my three do's.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
That's my big, that's my three big do's that I think that, that,
Yo, did you ever see the Geico commercial where they're like having like a meeting with the phone and they can't start the conversation because they keep talking to each other at the same time?
Oh, I haven't seen that commercial.
I know. Quick side note, I'm into commercials. I judge commercials. I know when there's a good one or a funny one or a bad one.
You need to watch the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm down for the Super Bowl. I'm still debating if I should have a Super Bowl party or not.
Damn, I wish you were close. I would go over.
Oh, hell yeah, I know. Okay, so just a quick recap of our do's and don'ts. Quickly, the do's. My do's were be honest early, be respectful, and have fun. And your do's were, what were your do's?
Communication, be supportive, and do things with your partner. Like, be open-minded.
Yes, and the don'ts were, my don'ts were, don't be shady, don't be flaky, and don't be uptight. Don't be on your high horse. And your don'ts were?
My don'ts were, don't be on your phone. Don't say anything that you can't do.
And say what you mean.
Say it like, yeah, basically say what you mean. And the third one was, fuck, I forgot the third one.
What?
Because these are up top. These are up top.
Oh, those are off the top. You know, it's crazy. I can't even remember.
You know what I'm saying? I got that short memory like Joe.
Yeah, well, I just smoked, so I can't remember that third don't. You guys are going to have to rewind this to find out what his third don't was.
Fuck, sorry, guys. You know, shit happens.
It's all right. It's all right. It happens to the best of us. Yes. But anyway.
But yeah. Was it don't be on your phone.
No, it's all right. They can go back and hear it.
Y'all can just rewind that shit.
Yeah, rewind it. They'll be good. It'll be all right.
But yeah, thanks for joining us today on our second episode. We will be bringing you more content as the week goes by. So stay tuned for that. Like I said before, if you guys have any questions or concerns or comments, feel free to hit us up.
Concerns. I wonder what concerns, if anyone ever decides to write us, if they ever...
Man, if you got a fucking concern, hit that
well, I hope they don't have concerns.
Keep that shit to yourself. Nah,
oh, my God.
But no, seriously, like, if you guys got anything that you want to suggest or any questions, whatever, just let us know.
Yeah, the email is ronjesspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Not Ron and Jess, just ronjess@gmail.com. Yeah. No, wait, I totally fucked up. It's ronjesspodcast@gmail.com.
So ronjesspodcast@gmail.com, guys.
Yes. So we should also let the people know that we are recording from opposite sides of the country. I'm in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so she's in Brooklyn. I'm in San Diego, California. California, where the weed is legal. So
motherfucker. Have you benefited from it yet?
I actually have.
What? Tell me your whole experience.
Yes. So me and my chick, we was like, yeah, let's go to the beach. So she wanted to smoke. So I'm like, hey, I'm down to smoke with you. So we went to the...
So you guys were smoking outside?
Nah, we smoked in my car.
Oh. Damn it. It's not going to be good until you can fucking smoke outside.
I mean, we should have smoked outside, but...
I mean, I smoke outside all the time, but...
Hey, I mean, we were at the beach, so I was like, yeah, we could have just laid out and just smoked. Maybe next time. But... Yeah, I went into the dispensary, and it was like I felt like a kid in a candy store type shit, you know?
Oh, shit, I can't wait to try it when I come out. It's Cali.
Yes. Cali. But the thing was, we got fucking dinged. We got taxed like a motherfucker.
Oh, how much did you pay?
We got like two pre-rolls, but it was a good one. So it was like $10 for one each, so we got two. It was like $25, $26, something crazy like that.
Oh, wow.
But she has a car, so if she would have went in herself, like, because she knows the people there, so she would have got hooked up. But considering the fact that I'm like, you know, I'm new for one, and two, it's for recreational use.
Was it busy?
Yeah, there was people in there. It wasn't like super busy where it's like the line.
So it's like legal in California now. Like, you could just go into a dispensary,
buy it, and then be on your way. Yeah, be on your way. Yeah.
But it's still against the federal law.
Yeah.
So it's still dangerous.
Yeah, so I can't be like going to the
airport. So if an FBI agent busts you, you're fucked up. You're fucked.
Yeah, I can't be going to the airport, going to...
You can't even go to the next state.
Going to New York or something with some weed.
Yeah, no,
like,
because once
fucked.
once you take it across state lines, that's it for you.
Yeah.
You're transporting narcotics.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
Yes, so it was great with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it, the do's and the don'ts. Our next episode should be coming in like a week, right?
Yeah, in about a week, guys. So stay tuned for that. We got more shits and giggles for you guys, so stay tuned.
Yes, you guys have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out, guys.